Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Larry Allison, the editor of the editorial pages of the Press-Telegram. Larry, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Just for the record, this show is being taped on June 2nd, prior to the June 6th elections. We're going to be talking about the editorial process and endorsements, but we don't know at this point when we're taping the show who is the winner of the various races. So just for the record, Larry, tell our viewers the editorial process of the Press-Telegram. How do you decide who to endorse in political races? How do you decide what issues to cover on your editorial pages?
Well, the endorsement process first, which is very timely. Our editorial board interviews candidates, and based on that and everything else we can learn about them, we try to decide which candidate would be in the best interests of the community as a whole. And we have no particular axe to grind, and it's a really fortunate position to be in, that the newspaper neither benefits nor is harmed by the outcome of the election. We can afford to sit back and try to look at the issues from the point of view of a concerned voter and then make the endorsement.
Let me comment, if the city enjoys a vibrant economic growth, that helps the paper, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, I didn't mean to suggest otherwise, that it's very much in the newspaper's interest as a business that the community thrive. And we do care about that. We would anyway, but we benefit as well.
And, of course, you've been with the paper for 28 years. And
longer than that.
Longer than that, even. And you are the editor of the editorial pages, but there are others on the editorial board that help fashion the editorial decisions, and they include your publisher, Mark Stevens.
Correct.
And Harold Glickin, mm-hmm. who is
Associate editor.
John Canales.
Assistant editor, editorial writer.
And Keziah Daniels.
Administrative assistant. Correct.
And you collectively meet and reach the promised land.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Well, let's talk about the mayoral race. That certainly is one of the most important endorsements. The paper endorsed Bob Foster. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, you mentioned before we came on camera that our first endorsement editorial was a bit on the tepid side, meaning that it reflected the views of the editorial board. One of our members felt differently from the majority. And so we reflected that in the editorial. I think that's only fair to readers. Readers must wonder. I mean, you know, how do these people think? They couldn't possibly all think alike, and we don't.
Yes.
But we had a second editorial that more energetically supported Bob Foster, because we all came to the same conclusion that he would be a very strong candidate for mayor, and he was our choice.
Very good. And you've also endorsed in the council runoff races.
Yes, we have.
In the 2nd District and the 3rd District and the 5th District.
Correct. Becky Blair in the 2nd and Jackie Kell in the 5th and Gary DeLong in the 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn away from just the candidates, but how do you decide what topics to editorialize on, statewide or even national?
Well, you know, we were talking earlier, you weren't in the conversation, but about the fact that the question was, do you ever have to write an editorial you simply don't believe in, don't agree with? And you know, that's very, very rare. I've only had to do that once, believe it or not, in all these years. And that is because I just wouldn't ask somebody to write an editorial that they disagreed with. And in fact, we go the other way. When we're talking about what would be of interest and of use to our readers in the next day's paper, we look for subjects that that John or Harold or I feel strongly about, or at least care about. And that's how we do it. What would be best for readers?
You say write an editorial you don't agree with, but there must be someone on the board who agrees with it, or else the paper wouldn't be taking that position, so wouldn't that be assigned to the person who believes in it?
Absolutely, right.
Like the Supreme Court, that can be dissenting opinions.
Well, the one exception was everybody in the editorial board but a publisher who shall go unnamed, a former publisher.
I see.
And he gets the last word if he ever wants to use it. Our publisher doesn't do that very often. He cares deeply, but he doesn't just impose his will.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. So the publisher, Mark Stevens in this case, gives you a pretty free hand in your editorial positions.
He does. He's the CEO. I mean, he is the person I report to directly. But yes, he does.
Okay. Now, you're part of the media news group, Dean Singleton, a budding Rupert Murdoch type here in America.
Yes.
Do you get dictates from on high about doing certain issues or taking certain positions from corporate?
Absolutely never. We were at an editor's meeting in Utah just a couple of weeks ago, and he happened to be sitting at our table, and he asked me a question about what was our position on such and such. It's not the same. It varies from newspaper to
newspaper. It does.
And our you know, the Press Telegram is very focused on local issues, and we, so by design, we're not holding forth on issues in distant lands, but. No, we have a free hand.
Well, that's a great benefit to the community, where you're not forced to hew the party line on, and I'm sure it makes your job even more enriching. In the next segment, we want to talk about several issues, ethics in journalism, and also the fact that Long Beach is a unique city in its actual lack of television coverage. We are the largest city in America without its own TV station. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy, enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
When I was a boy growing up in Italy, I had a dream to own my own store. I came to the United States and I worked hard as a tailor.
Hi, I'm Umberto. I've been in Long Beach since 1960, carrying the finest quality men's clothing.
Italy's a long way away, but styles are just around the corner. Umberto, 2141 Bellflower, Long Beach.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet.
Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow! This food is really groovy.
Yeah!
Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
The Long Beach Armada. That's right, baseball fans, your 2006 Long Beach Armada are back for another great season of Golden Baseball League action. Professional baseball the whole family can afford. Check out all the home game action at Blair Field. Tickets starting at just $7. Big league baseball fun without the big league prices. Opening night is June 12th. Family fun, family entertainment. It's Long Beach Armada Baseball. For tickets, call 562-434-7161 or online at longbeacharmada.com.
We're back continuing this fascinating discussion with Larry Allison, editor of the editorial pages of the Press Telegram. And so Long Beach, as we were saying at the end of the last segment, is the largest city in America without a TV station. And that makes local programming on Channel 3, I think, play a, a more important role than it would if it were in some other city. And certainly the fact that we're in the shadow of L.A. makes papers like yours a uniquely important communication device where the community can see itself.
Well, it's a challenging environment to be in because it's a very competitive environment. And yet we do very well in this. We're in the heart of the L.A. Times' market. And yet we prosper. We outsell the Times nearly 2-1 in the heart of our circulation area. We cover, as you know, about half of our circulation is in Long Beach and the other half in 22 surrounding communities. But Long Beach is kind of our core.
Sure. Well, ethics is a subject near and dear to my heart, and I know of great interest to you as well. What do you see as some of the principal ethical challenges or ethical issues in journalism?
Well, you know, what's been getting a lot of attention recently are major scandals in the New York Times and elsewhere, the Jason Blair episode, and years ago, the Janet Cook episode. But in fact, in a recent panel discussion you happened to be watching on this subject, we had an engaged and lively audience, and a very good question came up toward the end of the discussion, and that is, how often do you deal with these major issues where a reporter actually falsifies information in a story or whatever? And the truth is, and the panelists represented people who worked on newspapers, large and small, television, and it's very, very rare. I've only experienced that once in all the years I've been in the newspaper business, and I fired the guy. It's very rare. The ethical issues are subtler and therefore a little more difficult to deal with, and they have to do with a kind of bias that readers don't often think about, but it's very real, and that is not that journalists are all liberals, which does tend to be more true than not, but the fact that kind of the scoop mentality can get in the way of good journalism.
The equivalent of ratings in print. But
yes,
you're right,
exactly.
The number is comparatively small. And I view those abuses as similar to abuses in any other field, people who are bending the rules to get ahead. And it can be cutting accounting principles in corporate America or sending out hit piece mailers that are unfair in political. There are always people that will bend the rules to get the edge, and or in academia, dare I say, where I work as well, there are people who will bend the rules to get the short-term benefit. So the play that you referred to indirectly, the story by ICT, was a wonderful production.
It was.
And you moderated that fascinating panel on journalism ethics following one of the Sunday matinees, and which was so well attended. What personally do you find most challenging in the ethical realm in your work? I always think of a paper, and this is more in the news area than yours, but the stories that they choose not to cover reflect a judgment as well, and
Absolutely.
Some problems can go unaddressed because media fail to address them.
Absolutely. And that is a great challenge. But I would say, from the editorial page point of view, the greatest temptation is to just be the community scold, to be outraged by one daily outrage or another.
Yes.
And you know, that's not terribly, it's tempting, but it's not useful. The difficult thing to do is to try to decide, if that's wrong, then what is the right course? And what would I do if I were in that person's place? Much more difficult. But that's where the newspaper has an opportunity to provide some leadership in a community, not in the sense of control, heaven knows, but in the sense of looking for the right course of action.
Let me just state for the record, as a preface to my next comment, that the Press Telegram is a title sponsor of Straight Talk, and we very much appreciate the relationship. But I wanted to compliment the Press Telegram on certain things that you do so well, which is to do a news story like Path of the Bullet comes to mind, or even the council people's misuse of cars. And there's a good news, good solid news story about the, quote, the problem. And then the 1-2 punch is that the editorial page chimes in with a re-endorsement of what the news article suggested, plus some remedies. And I think that's powerful.
Well, we take that very seriously, and it is our responsibility. It's all too easy to take the shots. You mentioned the other difficult challenge, more on the news side, on both sides, really, and that is the things left uncovered or unsaid, and the temptation to do the easy, interesting thing is always there. But we do take the difficult course now and then, and we're proud of that.
Well, I think the editorial pages are a real strength of the paper, and as we've discussed privately at some length, I think the press plays a unique role in oversight of the political process and seeing that things are the way they should be, that campaigns are run the way they should be, and that elected officials are doing their job, because a vigilant press, in my mind, is key to a functioning democracy.
It is absolutely at the heart of it. And democracy can't function unless voters have access to information that's real, that's reliable, and trustworthy.
So we come to the end. Larry, it must be pretty neat to go to work each day really playing a part in the democratic process.
I love it. It's a great challenge, and I enjoy it deeply. It's an honor.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned. Our new general manager of the Long Beach Armada coming right up.
Who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision hair cutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.